this day, a day not promised to us. We thank you for allowing us to be here to learn more about your word. Most of all, we're thankful for your son who died for our sins. Lord, I pray that you would bless this congregation, use them in Church of Christ. Please bless its members and those who serve here. I pray that you would be with those who are sick, shut in, and those who have lost loved ones. Please be with them as they look for an assistant minister as well. Please help and guide us all. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
As I stand before you today, I am reminded of a brother who has passed on. When we would visit the sick and shut-in, he would take charge and have us to repeat a passage of scripture after him. If it's okay with you, I would like to do the same with you all. Is that okay? Okay. So we're going to do Psalm 121. If you will, repeat after me. I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills.
From whence comes my help?
From whence comes my help?
My help comes from the Lord.
My help comes from the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
Who made heaven and earth.
He would not allow your foot to be moved.
He would not allow your foot to be moved.
He who keeps you would not slumber.
He who keeps you will not slumber.
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your keeper.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day.
The sun shall not strike you by day.
Nor the moon by night.
Nor the moon by night.
The Lord shall preserve you from all evil.
The Lord shall preserve you from all evil.
He shall preserve your soul.
He shall preserve your soul.
The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in.
The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in.
From this time forth.
Time forth,
and even forevermore.
And even forevermore.
Notice this is a song that shows the Lord's favor as many would travel to Jerusalem for their yearly journey to offer sacrifices. They would say this song, many would. Now, Jerusalem is on a hill, and so as they would go up to the hill, they would say this. That's why this song is called a song of ascent. Now, for some key points, if you look in verse 5, the Lord is your shade and your right hand. This right hand denotes the right hand of skill, your trade, how you make a living. And also, if you go back up to verse 4, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now, if you look in 1 Kings 18, verse 27, this was a time when that great prophet Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal. Now, their image, their idol, Baal, did not budge or do anything. If you remember this episode. And so Elijah began to mock Perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened. And so, in some aspects, this song is a contrast with those idols, in that the Lord is the one who made heaven and earth, not just someone who is a god of the sky, or the earth, or the thunder, but he is the maker of all, and neither slumbers nor sleeps. In verse 5, we can also see, it helps us to remember that the climate is a desert, very hot in the day, but cold and damp in the moonlight. In this passage, let us remember that we must always look to God, for he is our true help. In 1937, Zora Neale Hurston published her most famous novel. In one of the major turning points, the characters were caught in a hurricane. Though helpless, they knew the one who could bring them through the storm. In this passage, in the text, it stated, they seemed to be staring at the dark, but their eyes were watching God. And so I want to take this quotation, "Their eyes were watching God," as the title of this lesson. So when we are at our breaking point, what can we do? If we lose our job or jobs, faced with health situations, if we lose a loved one, if we face persecution, what do we do? We must remember God's goodness and wait on him. In Psalm 27, verse 13, David said, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." So, many times we are discouraged, but we have to believe that the Lord will deliver us. So, at this time, I hope we can get some feedback. Those who believe to see the goodness of the Lord. So, from King David, when he was faced with troubles, he went to war, and he was pursued by Saul. We see some examples of this. First, he faced Goliath. If we look in 1 Samuel 17:43, beginning in verse 43, here it reads, Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the fields. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give you, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. David, he was but a lad. He was about 17. He already knew, as being a shepherd, from his experience, that the battle is the Lord's. His eyes were watching God. His eyes were watching God. Let's look at Job. Job was a man who feared God, despised evil. God, so much so that God bragged on him to Satan. And Satan said, does Job fear you for naught? And so God allowed Satan to strike Job. He took away his possessions. Satan even took away his children and later his health. But Job at one point said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Job believed to see the goodness of the Lord. Let's look at the young men in Babylon. Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah. Or, as many know them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had a choice. Bow down to the image or be thrown into the fire, the furnace. Their reply was this: our God is able to deliver us, but if not, we will still not bow. What if we had a but not faith that God is able to deliver us from these situations, but even if we still face it and continue to face it, we'll still be faithful to the Lord. Jeremiah, that weeping prophet, and other prophets, if we look in Hebrews 11:38, the Bible says that of whom the world was not worthy, they faced many difficulties, yet they remained faithful to the Lord. The children of Israel, by faith, faced many difficulties. They were in Egyptian bondage, but were delivered by God with the mighty and outstretched arm. What about the early Christians? Now, these Christians were not violent, yet they made an impact. They spread throughout the world, try to stop them. But even when they were being persecuted, rejoicing, even if they were put to death, this caused the Romans who saw them to take a pause and say, hey, if they are willing to endure this persecution, maybe there is something to what they believe. And through their persecution, their persistence, the gospel spread out even more. Their eyes were watching God. In our case study for today, we will be looking at King Asa and King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles. But first, as an intro, the final introductory passage, Psalm 100. Many times I've heard this quoted, and I'll be reading this from the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We indeed are the sheep of his pasture, for the Lord is the good shepherd. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 14, was after Abijah had reigned in Judah, after he died, Abijah slept with his fathers, 2 Chronicles 14:1, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his place. In his days, the land had rest for 10 years. And Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of his God. He took away the foreign altars and the high places and broke down the pillars and cut down the Asherim and commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to keep the law and the commandments. In verse 9, Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of a million men and 300 chariots and came as far as Marishah. Now, imagine this. The Bible said that the Ethiopians had a million. Even in our days, a million soldiers, that's a lot. That's a lot. But this is what happened. And Asa went out to meet him, and they drew up the lines of battle in the valley of Zephathah at Marishah. And Asa cried to the Lord his God, O Lord, there is none like you to help. Between the mighty and the weak, help us, O Lord our God, For we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. So the Lord defeated the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fell. So when he cried unto the Lord helped him and gave victory to Judah. The Lord, who even helps the weak. Even when we are weak, he can help us and give us the victory. Now, in chapter 15, this is where one of the main premises of basically the whole Bible is here. Chapter 15, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he came out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time, Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, he was found by them. In those times there was no peace to him who went out, or to him who came in, for greater services afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. They were broken in pieces. Nation was crushed by nation, and city by city, for God troubled them with every sort of distress. But you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Many times we see that God will deliver his people from trouble. He will be with them, but he sets guidelines for them to follow. And unfortunately, time and time again, they disobey him. There are consequences. But when they cry out to him, he allows for repentance and for deliverance. And once again, they are in right relationship. Time and time again, we see this, especially in the Old Testament. And so this can apply to us even now, that the Lord wants us to obey him. Of course, there is grace and mercy, but he wants us to obey him as well. We are to be dead to sin, but alive in Christ. If we look in verse 14. This is, I'd say, one of the apexes of the children of Judah, in terms of obedience. They swore with an oath to the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with horns. And all Judah rejoiced over your oath, for they had sworn with all their hearts, and had sought him with their whole desire, and he was found by them. and the Lord gave them rest all around. Even Micah, his mother, King Asa removed from being queen mother because she had made a detestable image for Asherah. Asa cut down her image, crushed it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was wholly true all his days. And he brought into the house of God the sacrifices of his father and his own sacrifices, gifts, silver and golden vessels. And there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. When Judah followed God, they were blessed. And I like for you all to notice in verse 15 that they sought the Lord with their whole desire, and with their whole heart. So they fully gave themselves over to God. In the Old Testament, this was not always the case. We do not always see this. So this is something to notice, that Asa led his people into a path of righteousness through the help of the Lord. In chapter 17, after the death of Asa, in verse 1 it states, Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel. He placed forces in all the fortified cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim that Asa his father had captured. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the early ways of his father David. He did not seek the Baals, but sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments, and not according to the practices of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought tribute to Jehoshaphat, and he had great riches and honor. His heart was courageous in the ways of the Lord, and furthermore he took the high places and the Asherim out of Judah. We see that his son did the same thing, and the Lord blessed him. Now, in chapter 18, he made an alliance with Ahab and went to war with Ahab. Now, Ahab was killed in battle. Now, this was the same Ahab who was married to the wicked queen Jezebel. And they were worshiping the Baals and the other gods. In chapter 19, verse 1, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned and safety to his house in Jerusalem. But Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, wrath has gone out against you from the Lord. Nevertheless, some good is found in you, for you destroyed the Asherah out of the land, and have set your heart to seek God." We can read on what Jehoshaphat did under good things in this chapter. But unfortunately, because he made an alliance, a pact with Ahab, then trouble was about to brew. I want to give a parallel between Judah with King Asa and Jehoshaphat and the churches of Christ. Now, when in 1906, the U.S. Census had officially recognized that there was a split between the Christian churches, Disciples of Christ, and the Churches of Christ. This was in large part to the missionary societies and definitely because of instruments of music. Now, as I've learned, the Church of Christ were in a minority, but grew more, and more the Lord blessed us. And we increased. And many may remember that throughout the beginning of the 40s, 50s, and 60s of last century, the church grew steadily and steadily. And even after then, however, there began to be a problem. Now, the churches of Christ would have colleges, such as Lipscomb, Harding, Free Harding, but also Pepperdine and Abilene Christian. And some of the preachers who graduated from these colleges would graduate and go to graduate school in places that did not always hold to the truth. Many went to Ivy Leagues or similar to that prestige. And if you know of the Ivy League schools, or even Vanderbilt per se, who teach religion, many of their instructors do not even believe in the Bible or in God. Or if there were another school, they basically were persuaded, some were from the truth. And so some would come back after they had completed and gotten their degrees, maybe even doctorate degrees. And sometimes they would teach something different from the truth. For example, maybe that some other denominations are okay to fellowship with. This, unfortunately, has happened in the Churches of Christ. This is something that is not always easy to bring up or to listen to, but we must pray about this. And if we see the pattern here in the scriptures that when we follow God, God blesses the church. When we look in the book of Acts, the early church was blessed because they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Now when there was a little bit of error, such as Acts 6 with Ananias and Sapphira, this was dealt with. But we see in the early church that the church grew and grew, not only numerically, but also spiritually. some of the Meunites came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, that is, Engedi." Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, "O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham your friend? They have lived in it and have built for you in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If disaster comes upon us, the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we will stand before you this house. We will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now behold, the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came from the land of Egypt, whom they avoided and did not destroy. Behold, they reward us by coming to drive out of your possession, which you have given to us to inherit. O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. But our eyes are on you." In this world, we face trouble. We face trials, temptations, and loss. But Christ has said, "Take heart, for I have overcome the world." The church faces trouble both without and within. But if we keep our eyes upon Jesus, then we can have the victory. Let us notice Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. Examples of faith in action. And in verse 12 it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus. Another version says, the author and finisher of our faith. When we keep our eyes on the Lord, we are not guaranteed to be prevented from the trouble or temptation, but it makes it easier to bear. We endure it with a purpose. In James 1, it says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let